Welcome to the Kingdom Truth Podcast. On our podcast, we teach the good news of Jesus Christ and biblical principles that empower all people with real-life, timeless applications. I am your host, Bible teacher, Yolanda Tyler.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. We are so very blessed to have a powerful servant of the Lord on our podcast today. Thank you all for joining us. His name is Reverend Terry Allen Christian. He is the author of What Did Jesus Say? The Seven Messages from the Master. Reverend Christian was born in Mansfield, Ohio. Since dedicating his life to Jesus at the age of 23, he has been reading the red-lettered version of the four Gospels as recorded in the King James Version Bible. Even though Reverend Christian reads the whole Bible, his primary focus is on the words of Jesus and the example of his actions. Reverend Christian grew up in a violent, dysfunctional family where he quit school at 16 and left home. He stuttered so bad he could not say five words in a row. His family and friends mocked him, causing much stress in his early life. At the age of 23, Reverend Christian had a near-death experience in which he had a dream. In this dream, he was told that one day he would be a teacher for Jesus. Needless to say, he was scared at first because of his stuttering and lack of structured education. However, he always had a childlike faith and trust in Jesus as Lord. After the dream, he was soon hired by Dale Carnegie Organization and trained in sales and public speaking. While at Dale Carnegie Organization, he met a man who taught him how to visually read. During the next few years, he read several hundred books on the subject of personal growth. At the age of 30, Reverend Christian became a professional motivational speaker and executive trainer. Over the next 20 years, he would deliver more than 2,500 presentations to private and public audiences across America and Canada. Several years ago, Reverend Christian retired as a public speaker after feeling the Holy Spirit redirecting his life. He was led to do what Jesus told him many years earlier. After researching the four Gospels, he composed the book, What Did Jesus Say? The Seven Messages from the Master, using only the words spoken by Jesus as recorded in the four Gospels, without adding any personal comments or opinions. Now, after years of study, obedience, difficulty, and struggle, his book is available in paperback, ebook, audiobook, and Kindle. Today, author and counselor, Reverend Terry A. Christian, leads Foundations for Life Online Ministries. It's an online ministry dedicated to uniting Christians and helping the lost at the same time. Thank you so much for joining us, Terry. Go ahead and share with our listening audience about your ministry, Foundations for Life.
Well, I thank you very much for that introduction. And, you know, when I hear someone give an introduction like that, it takes me back to when I was 23. Now I'm 73 today. So I am in my what's called your 50th year of Jubilee. So when I hear that, it touches me deeply because I know that this message that I'm going to share with you is going to impact people around the world wherever they live. Because when you focus on where you live, you can now focus on how you live where you live. And it doesn't matter to God where we live. What matters to God is how we live where we live. Mm-hmm. So let's dedicate this message to the people around the world, the Christians that we need to unite that are divided almost against each other based on religious opinions, and the lost that could hear this message to know if they could just get into a Bible and find the red letters, the words from Jesus. And as Jesus said, he spoke for God as Father. Well, now the lost can start to find out what God wants them to know. And that's what I'm here to do, to share that with you from this book and make sure that those that are with us at the end of this message, I'll give them a free code to download an ebook, audiobook, wherever they are around the world. off of our book website. So I'm here, and I'm glad you're here.
Amen. So now, HELP stands for Helping Everyone Live Peaceably. So let's
Right.
talk about in your individual life the trials and the challenges that you've experienced, including being healed from bladder cancer. So, how was the peace of Jesus manifested in your life during those times?
Well, once you realize that that death is inevitable and it's untimely, so we never really get to predict it, but it's inevitable. And so the moment that you come to terms with death is inevitable, it makes life more precious and life precious in the moment. So when I was diagnosed with the bladder cancer, by then I already knew, that what you think about, you bring about. And I already knew that Jesus was, known for the healing. So I went on what's called a sabbatical, not a vacation, but a sabbatical that brought me to Negril, Jamaica, where I live now. I'm from America, but I live here where I do my missionary work. And of course, I read in the Bible, if you want healing, who are you going to go to? Jesus, the great healer. And
Amen.
so I studied everything I read everything he said in the four gospels on healing and how did these people get healed? And then I embraced the same attitude of faith. I learned Jesus said, your faith has made you whole by your
Amen.
faith. And then I found one part in the Gospel of Mark where Jesus couldn't heal everyone in his own hometown. And I wanted to know, well, if Jesus couldn't heal, why not? And so then he said, it was all about the faith. He couldn't heal everyone because they had a different attitude about him. And so that's why among our family and friends, it's difficult to make progress. So when I came here and I did a 21-day sabbatical, I did what's called the life walk. I can provide a link for everyone after that, but I thought about my entire life. And I accepted the baptism that the Holy Spirit was my witness, and I went in the ocean and gave thanks and apologies and repentance as I thought about my whole life. And when I went back to see my doctor, they were amazed and released me cancer-free. And just 1 month earlier, they wanted to take the bladder out of my body because they only gave me 3 years to live. Now that's 15 years ago. So I believe what Jesus said.
Amen. That is such a blessing. Also, you mentioned relationships. Now, how and why is it sometimes so difficult to maintain the Lord's peace in relationships with our family and with other believers?
One of the biggest difficulties that Christians have is understanding what Jesus said. Now, when you read what Jesus said, and he said to do this, then we go do this, okay? We don't not do it. And there's such a great religious misunderstanding that no matter what, you're forgiven, you can carry on, and your works don't matter. Well, none of that is really true because Jesus talked about the importance of your works. So therefore, when your family and your friends are rude and inconsistent, well, it's your opportunity to practice forgiveness to the enemy that's working through them to get to you. When Jesus said, you must love me more than you love your mom and your dad and your brothers and your sisters, what he meant was your obedience to the Lord must be so pure and true that when your family and friends turn against you, you can show them the love that you were shown from God because you don't have to become like them, so you don't have to take what they say to you seriously.
Amen. Amen. And also, the Lord said, blessed are the peacemakers. We are called to be peacemakers.
Absolutely. But we begin with making peace with ourselves. It's
Amen.
difficult to have peace with anyone else if you haven't found it within yourself. If you haven't reached that understanding where God's watching, God's listening, God knows, if you know He's listening and watching and knows, then demonstrate what you know is in your heart. But if what's in your heart is not true, you will demonstrate what's not true. Watch this quickly. We talk to ourselves at 800 to 1200 words a minute. That's a fact. That's called thinking. And so, therefore, I'm talking to you at 100 words to 150 words a minute. So, when you start thinking, what do you think? You think based on what you believe. If you're a pessimist, you believe it's going to get worse no matter what. If you're an optimist, you believe it'll get better no matter what. So, your fundamental what we believe transfers into what we're thinking about. And what we're thinking about starts to affect what we're saying and what we're doing. So therefore, you can take a look at what you're thinking, saying, and doing to see if you're part of your problem or if you're in problems with other people. So it's important to come to terms yourself as an individual, or how can you discipline yourself around anybody else? So that's the part of peace in relationships. And the only way to have peace for oneself that I believe is to learn to walk in prayer. And that's
Amen.
where you get up in the morning, and as you wake up, getting up, you're in prayer. And if you have goals and you have dreams that day, then your prayer is for wisdom and strength to go do that. But you must understand prayer. I have a page in the book in Message 4, Jesus teaches us how to pray. Now, this book of mine is filled with over 500 scriptures from Jesus that he spoke only to those who loved and followed him. And I've added no opinions. If Jesus says, pray in secret, if Jesus said, your Father knows what you need before you pray, but if he also says, if you want your prayers answered, you must believe in what you're saying, that's number one, but you must forgive people who have transcended, who have transcended against you. In other words, they've caused you grief. So if you don't forgive them, your Father won't forgive you. That's what Jesus said, right? So he said, while you're standing in prayer, if you have someone you need to forgive them and then come back to prayer. So if you're walking in prayer, then your relationship with yourself and God is good. The Holy Spirit's guiding you, and your family and friends, they know you're different. They know you're not the same. But they're just there to test you and push you, because that's the, I think, the battle of good and evil, light and dark.
Amen. And those are some beautiful practical things that we can share with other believers to ensure the peace of God prevails in their hearts. I like what you mentioned about walking in prayer, and I like what you mentioned about forgiveness. Now, also, let's talk about as far as us deciding in our hearts a decision of the will to walk in peace. Let's talk about that and also how it correlates with application of God's word.
Well, I think people get so involved. Now you used it, so I'm going to use what you just said, God's word. When we get involved in God's word, the most blanket statement I've ever heard is, well, just read your Bible. Just read your Bible, you'll find it. And people are lost in all of the content, all the books of the Bible, trying to figure out what's relevant, what's not. But when you read what Jesus said, when you focus on the four gospels and realize something about the Bible is, without the four gospels, our Bible would have no meaning to it. We're Christians. We own the New Testament. We borrow the Old Testament to make our New Testament look strong. But if we got Catholics and Orthodox and Christian Protestants fighting against each other with different religious opinions, we better come to terms ourselves one-on-one. What did Jesus say? So Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. What's that? All you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, learn from me. He didn't say about me, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. Now, he tells us to study his word. Okay, his word, not everybody else's word, his word. So when you got his word in your heart and in your mind, then all day long you are guided by the Holy Spirit based on what Jesus said. Now, when you do that, you walk in love, light, and truth. Now, do you still have adversities and difficulties? Absolutely. But they don't touch you the same way. They're almost like a, well, when somebody comes into my world and they're offensive in any way, to me, that's an opportunity to demonstrate what Jesus said. How else would you do it if you? So to me, difficulty is the opportunity. Problems are the opportunity for solution. Okay, but it's attitude. We've got to have the attitude. I have a video on my YouTube channel, Walking with Jesus, the podcast that talks about a Christian attitude. What kind of attitude do we have, right? And if we, it's like it's important what we don't conquer in our mind, we must serve in our life. So if we don't know how to discipline our attitude, then our attitude creates a undisciplined life.
Amen. My God. Now, let me ask you this too, Terry. So, in your mission statement, it states that you are helping the lost also. So, let's talk about how, as believers, we have to be a godly example in order to even begin to help the loss.
Absolutely. Watch this phrase. People take our example more seriously than our advice,
Amen.
our criticism. Watch this. Our children take our example more seriously than our advice or our criticism. The lost takes our example as a Christian more seriously than we do.
Amen.
Christians will judge other Christians on their attitude more seriously than they'll judge themselves. So therefore, it's very important that we ourselves is the example. We're going to walk the talk. But so when we get to the lost, we understand what it was like to be lost. The other day, I'm going into town, and there was a guy there, and he was a beggar, we would say. He was homeless, we would say. We see a lot of that in Jamaica, obviously. Once you get off the beach, the tourist, you see what's going on. And when I gave him a bottled water, it was a cold water on a hot day, and it touched him. And when he sees me come in town, he looks at me because I'll always give a little. But it's what we're developing. And the other two people I met, they were each hungry. What did they want? A meal. But they knew when they came to me, there was love projected to them. So now they have to look at love, not judgment. I didn't know. I mean, that I thank God for giving me a chance to do that. So when
Amen.
people donate to my ministry, it's not so I live better, it's so other people live better. And when we
Amen.
start doing that, we're helping the lost get better at right where they are right now,
Right
not
now.
down the road, not here's a Bible, go read it. You know, give them a
Amen.
Bible and a glass of water if they need it, but show them in the Bible what to read. And we start with Jesus, because without his words, what else matters?
Amen. And now, what we're doing too, and you're doing, is you're actually putting the word into practice. Those are some practical things that we can do to help those that are considered the least, or the marginalized, or the lost, those that are left out. And then the Lord said, if you've done those things, what for the least, then you've also done them unto me.
Absolutely. Watch what Jesus says here. He says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Now, does that not size up to what everything we've just said? Okay. And so that's what you find when you read what Jesus said. Now, when you read this book, ebook or audiobook, here's the best part about it. You're not hearing what anyone else says. You're only hearing what Jesus said, because that's the only words there.
Amen. Now, also, Terry, you have online counseling, correct? And
Yes,
just talk
yes.
about how do you help believers worldwide, especially when there's so many things that some believers are facing difficulties. Like you said, they should see them as opportunities, but some people haven't got to that spiritual maturity yet. So talk about how you help those believers in your counseling
Well,
sessions.
those that hear the voice of what we're saying, like people who hear your podcast, and I put my email address out there. It's terry@walkingwithjesus.world. Walkingwithjesus.world. So when I get an email from someone and they ask me questions, wherever my time allows, I answer it. But when people want to reach out and I get the time to talk to them, I hate to say it, but this is how it really is in truth. It's easier to help the rich because they help me help the poor, because the poor think they need money and the rich know it's not about money whatsoever. But
Amen.
it's hard to think about it when you're in lack and limitation and loss.
Yes.
And so the people that are successful earthly wise, the people that have money know it's not about the money. So I find that balance. I try to help everyone I can, but God sends me people that are in prayer for solutions to their problems. Problems left alone magnify, they don't diminish. Problems are like weeds in the garden. Left alone, they'll ruin the garden. And so I teach people how to, take it like they find it and make it like they want it, because we can't solve our problems at the same level of thinking that caused them. And so,
Amen.
people that are in lack and need are usually surrounded by people in lack and need. And so, they're almost against those who have abundance. And
Yes.
a Christian, whether poor or rich, is going to be measured the same in their heart. And I think it's important that we just walk with the Lord, because that's the only hope, the only prayer we have, right? It doesn't matter to God, as I said, where we live. What matters to God is how we live. And we must know this, that with God, all things are possible all the time, wherever we live. Watch this, when we pray believing. But you can't worry and trust God at the same time. It's a contradiction.
Amen. And everything too, Terry, is a matter of the heart.
Everything. But it all begins, as I said, what we believe. And where's our heart? In our belief. Okay, we
Amen.
can't say something. I mean, we can say something we don't believe, and therefore we're not going to get what we're talking. Jesus
Amen.
said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's how adamant that it all is. If Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That's how you know you're my disciple. I teach how to be the Lord's disciple. And that's what it's all about for me, disciplining the disappointments before they diminish my dreams, and helping people find strength within their heart, and then God will direct their feet.
Man, and also I hear too that it's all about attitude, self-discipline, and self-mastery before we can move on to anyone or anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to put ourselves in the right mindset, then God will direct our path. You know, God will put strangers in our life to help us go where He wants us to go. I'm always wanting to seek God's will. So in my prayer journal, I write in several times a day. You know, I wake up in prayer, I pause in prayer, I'll walk in prayer. I mean, you got to think about something. Why not think about your relationship with God? And then it gives me the peace throughout the day. And so
Amen.
when I see difficulty, I want to help make it better. But if I don't help myself get better, how can I help you get better? So that's important.
Amen.
Never settle for less than what you could be, because then you're forced to settle for less than what you could have. And that's not what God wants, not lack. He wants abundance for us.
Amen. That is his will and his desire for us to walk and to live in abundance. On your website, Terry, you mentioned that not all ministries are the same. Some hinder and some help.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some ministries that are just geared to get you to follow them. And so their religious opinions is to build this following. And mine is to free people to have the freedom to be themselves in the spirit. So therefore, some ministries will hinder you based on what your belief. Some people are in bad relationships because of the ministry they're belonging to. There's nobody willing to counsel the truth. So you have to come to the truth yourself. I have a video called Conclusions in Christ, and in 3 minutes, I put my conclusion there. So in my conclusion, no matter where I go, no matter what's going on, I've already concluded that if we trust what Jesus said, we're going to go where Jesus said we're going to go, and that's the heavenly places. And so not all ministries are about that. And all you got to do is look at the difference. I mean, there's 40,000 different denominations of Protestants around the world, and many of them are divided against each other using the same Bible with different opinions. So we better come to terms with our own understanding, not of the Bible, our understanding of what Jesus said. Because when we kneel down on our knee at the end of our life, it's not going to be a Bible study test. It's going to be, did you do what I asked you to do or not? And that's personal, that's intimate, and that's our relationship with Jesus.
Amen. And that's a beautiful way to end it on that note, that our relationship with Jesus Christ is intimate and it's beautiful and it's personal. So let's do this, Terry. Let's provide the listening audience the information on where they can actually obtain a copy of your book. And then
Okay.
also we're going to go ahead, and if you have any other further comments that you would like to say to encourage the listening audience, you can do that. And then we'll close out in prayer.
Okay, if you go to whatdidjesussay.world, you'll get to our website. Whatdidjesussay.world. When you see the landing page, you'll see the e-special. And the e-special contains a Kindle version or an EPUB version of the book, and also an audio book version. If you click on that and in checkout, use the code Jesus said at one word, and then it'll download for free wherever you are in the world on your electronic equipment. So therefore, you'll have the message in audio, and you'll also have it in the words. And the audio is strictly just what Jesus said in the book. I've added no opinions. So therefore, once you come to terms with that, now you will know what Jesus said, and you'll walk in his peace. And so I want to wish upon everybody to understand that. Okay? The life of every person is a diary in which they mean to write one story, but they end up writing a number. Another story in our humblest hours when we end up in life, and it's not like we had thought when we started life. Well, now we must come to terms, and we do that by our relationship with Jesus. So I want to thank you for allowing me to share these words. If I can offer, if anybody needs any help that I can offer, just email me, as I said, terry@walkingwithjesus.world, and you'll see the book at whatdidjesussay.world.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to provide those links in the episode notes for you and also your email address. And let's go ahead now and please close out in prayer.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together in fellowship in your name. We know that it is true that if two of us agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it'll be done for them. Well, Father, we come to you, Yolanda and I, in agreement that we're here to help the world, understand who Jesus is and what he's about by sharing his words. We ask that you take this message and touch the hearts of everyone in prayer for his peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, Terry. Thank you so much for joining us on today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Truth Podcast with Bible teacher Yolanda Tyler. Please subscribe to our podcast so you will know when the next episode is published. To hear more biblical teachings and give to support the ministry, please visit our website at www.thekingdomtruth.org. That is www.thekingdomtruth.org. God bless you until we meet again.